This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Stoney, more and more, I'm figuring it's going to happen. Juwan Howard will be back next year.
Better not be.
He is sitting here talking about the future, what they're going to do, get into the gym.
Get into the lab. What is this, young Frankenstein?
I can't. David, could you replay that? I couldn't believe when I heard this quote. This is a man. He's coming back, folks, like it or not. If you're a Michigan, Jeff Rieger calls me every morning angry. Why is he still the coach? Jeff, you're going to be a very angry man. Here's Juwan Howard, fresh off of the beatdown in Columbus. They led wire to wire. 6 assists, 18 turnovers. And they weren't like Ohio State was playing great defense. You were just giving them away like they were Girl Scout cookies. David, play this again.
We're going to use that time to really get in the gym and just get better. You know, it's always the opportunity for this team to improve. There's always things that we can work on as a group collectively. And I'm speaking of myself and the players. And we're going to get into that lab and iron out some of the basics.
Son, he's coming back. That's Juwan Howard. He's coming back. I don't see... For the record, I think Michigan deserves better than him. I would like to see, I mean, you know it's bad when at the end of the game, I'm watching the Big Ten Network, John Beilein's on the set, and it was the uncomfortable moment where the other three hosts asked Beilein, like, well, John, you're seeing this. What do you right. think about this? You know, he came out and said, I don't know what to say.
Right. He was at a loss for words.
If you could see his thought bubble, he had a lot to say, but he went the high road. I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what to say. He was struggling because he felt I left you in better hands than this.
Juwan must have told Ward Manuel that this is the portal. I've guaranteed contracts by ABC and Caitlin Clark's going to play men's basketball for us or something.
David, maybe it comes down to Darius Acuff, the kid from IMG.
Right, transfer from Cass Tech.
Wonderful kid. He can play, but I would sacrifice him to get rid of Juwan. Sorry, bye.
I think that Juwan has already been told, we're going to treat this like COVID. You had the heart attack. You had the heart surgery. We're not going to count anything about this year. He sounds like a man who was coming back. Stoney, nothing about him seemed desperate this year. Well, as the team was. Yeah. I mean, look at Izzo. You know, people are talking about you. You may not make the tournament. And some of the moves, you could tell that the pressure is getting to him. Whereas Juwan has these moments of zen where he's talking about, well, my team has heart and look at the comeback that
well,
we did.
And I'll give him this. In fairness to him, to a certain extent, but it's his fault. His team's gotten, he's gotten very little talent there, and that's his fault. And maybe Ward should have, you know, thought about this a little bit and said, you know what, Juwan, health, team's not going to be that great this year. Why don't you just take the year off, get ready for next year, and then we'll give you your fifth year or whatever year it'll be, and then figure it out. Because it's just, it's a disgrace. It really is. And if Ward just says, oh, we're going to give him another year, he just, the football thing, as great as it is as a Michigan fan, just, it covers a lot of warts from that athletic program. And you watch what's going on in Michigan State, who in the past week won the Big Ten championship in gymnastics. I believe it was women's gymnastics. Mm-hmm. They won the Big Ten hockey championship. Mm-hmm. Alan Holler has hired some really good people. Ward.
Well, and then you look at Ohio
football.
You look at Ohio State, who fired their basketball coach, and this interim coach is making the job very difficult because since he's gotten a job now, he's defeated Purdue, went to the Breslin Center and won. I think he defeated, who else? He knocked off another top.
And he beat his rival.
Illinois. I think he beat Illinois.
Yeah, and he beat Michigan. Now, I don't think it would have done any good to fire Juwan during the season, but you can't bring him back.
But here's the thing. Maybe it would, because now Ohio State's on the bubble. Because of the run that they've gone, Ohio State wins out and makes it to Saturday in the Big Ten tournament, you can't deny them that they're not in.
Well, they have what, 17 wins now? Something like that, Ohio State, I believe.
Yeah, you're right. You weren't going to get to 17 wins, but you knew this thing was bad. So I'm sorry.
You got to bring him. They can't bring him back.
Jeremy brought that up, so I just wanted to say he's coming back.
But look, we talked about it on Friday.
Right. He is coming back.
I mean, come on.
I'm sorry, David. Yep, it's going to happen. Hey, you know what? Pop in that Washington championship game whenever you start feeling this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing to see over here. Nothing to see here.
But he's not adding anyone to the recruit list, and I could just watch that, pop that in, and say, oh, look at that. That's great. No basketball, but that's
wonderful.
Well, you
know what? I think you may end up with the Michigan Mr. Basketball.
Oh, wonderful. That's been trash since Cassius won it. No offense to the guys out there that are up for it, but I'm sorry, man. That's not something that excites me.
Okay. Just.
It was well deserved. We had to talk about it.
I hadn't heard that bit of sound, and that doesn't sound like a man who is feeling anything. Like
back
he's,
in the lab. That lab needs to be shut down for toxicity.
I'm going back into the lab, and he is planning for next season, and I think he will be there. All right.
What are we, Dr. Frankenstein? Oh, my God.
All right, Lions fans. My producer, David Hull, came up with a pretty interesting question. Mull this over, but I want to know, if the Lions could only make one move this offseason, just one, hypothetically speaking, who would you want? A, you re-sign Amara St. Brown at $28 million a year. B, you trade and sign for Legarius Sneed. Or C, you sign Danielle Hunter, projected to be well over $20 million a year. A, B, or C. We will discuss next, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you could go after Snead, re-sign St. Brown, or you can go get Danielle Hunter. It's going to cost you over $20 million a year. Which would you go after? 248-539-9797. For me, if I had to choose between the three, I would probably lean either more towards the sign and trade for Snead or just going to get Danielle Hunter and bringing him to upgrade that defensive line. St. Brown's going to make his money, but, you know, David and Mike are all about the running backs. I'm not paying a wide receiver that much. Yes, it is not my money. But I think the bigger needs is the secondary in that D-line. I would probably lean towards trying to get Danielle Hunter because that's just money you're going to spend. You don't have to give up draft picks. It still allows you to keep your picks in the top 100. I would just go after Danielle Hunter.
I'd take Snead, number one, St. Brown, two, and Hunter, three. And here's why. Snead, I believe, yes, it'll cost you a lot. And it'll cost you some capital as well if they do tag them. I hope they don't and make it unrestricted so you don't have to give up anything. It'll cost you a lot of money. But he is just 26 years old. Or 27. He's not an older player, per se. Danielle Hunter's up there, and I think you can find guys like that, as good as he is, with a cheaper price tag. And the thing with St. Brown, and it's only because of Brad Holmes' acumen. I believe you could find somebody like St. Brown, or he can, in the draft, whether it be first, second, third. So that's why he's second on my list. What I think is going to happen, it's not even close, they're going to sign St. Brown.
They are.
And hopefully they'll try to get something to upgrade their defensive backfield.
248-539-9797. Stoney, I'm with you. Is that Brad Holmes' show? He could go out and find somebody, and then you look and see all the wide receivers and what they did. And I know he's a fan favorite. I know his work ethic and look at what he could do. And he's, you know, he could name off all the receivers they got picked ahead of him. That's great. But wide receiver, man, it's a position that if you're a good GM, you could go out and find another one. And the Kansas City Chiefs showed you that you can still win without your number one guy.
Well, there's a difference. The guy throwing the football there.
Understand. But we all can agree he had no receivers this year. True. He found a way to get it done.
Yes. Well, I'm a big fan of Snead. The thing about St. Brown, though, and look, when I see him second behind Snead, I'm not ripping St. Brown. I think he's great. He fits this team, and that's what do they care about.
And that's
why they're going to sign him, and they should sign him. Now, after what Evans made today, you sit there and say, well, you're going to pay Amon-Ra St. Brown that much money? He's not a home run threat type of receiver, but you know what? Game in, game out, even he'll play hurt. He'll do everything. He's a really good blocker. He's exactly what you need. So, yeah, they're going to end up paying him $26, $27 million a year.
248-539-9797. Here's the other thing, and it always comes across that I'm anti-St. Brown. I'm not. Man, if you can make your money, make your money. I'm not mad at you. But it's kind of like when if Goff gets to that $50 million range, you're going to expect a different type of Jared Goff. Expectations rise. You get to $28 million as a wide receiver, Stoney. You don't disappear in the fourth quarter of big games where you become that guy, kind of like you're always open. Throw me the ball. You're double covered. Don't care. Throw me the ball.
You're Calvin. I'll get
it. You're Calvin. Or different position, but in the Super Bowl overtime when Kansas City had the ball, everybody in the world knew where Mahomes was going to throw the ball.
Yes.
Didn't matter. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time moments.
That's why I said, as great as, you know, he's not a home run threat that you associate big-time money for big-time receivers, i.e. Justin Jefferson, somebody like that.
That, right. When I think that much money, I think...
But when you're comparing, and I know he's really good, and he'd be somebody I'd love to have seen the Lions think about free agents-wise, but not at that. I'd rather have St. Brown than Mike Evans, wouldn't you?
Yeah, Mike Evans starting to get up there in years.
Yeah.
And Mike Evans is just...
He had some big drops.
He's feast or famine. When he's on, man, he's good. But then he just drops simple passes.
Right.
Like, Mike, there's nobody 10 yards away. Like, why did you drop that pass? And it doesn't bother him. I don't know. Just throw me the ball again.
And I'll tell you what else that means. That the Evans signing also means that Baker's coming back. Although there's some interest with him from other teams, allegedly.
New England?
Yes.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Other teams are interested in
the
Baker.
Raiders.
The Raiders. So yep.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Baker. I know.
Really?
Yeah.
He made himself a lot of money this year. I think.
Some teams going to be disappointed in the offseason.
Just go back to Tampa. It works. It fits. 248-539-9797. Yeah. You pay St. Brown that much money. In the NFC Championship game, I'm going to expect more than just, you know, two attempts thrown to you in the fourth quarter. You're going to be the guy that they're going to have to go after all the time.
But leading into that game, we talked about how young the Lions were and the lack of experience they had going into the NFC Championship game. So is it possible that, yes, St. Brown is an all-pro receiver, but is it possible that his lack of experience created that in the fourth quarter for him? And that he's now learned from that, and the team has learned from that, and he'll be better for it.
No, because here's the thing, David. You would like to think so, but the wide receiver is the only position that you're reliant upon somebody else to feed you. Like running back, turn around, hand me the ball, and I can do the rest. Wide receiver, you can be wide open, but if the quarterback's not looking your way, if the quarterback doesn't want to throw you the ball, you're not going to get the ball. You can go back to the huddle, and you can jump up and down, and you can yell and scream, because Lord knows we've seen a ton of wide receivers play diva do that. That's not St. Brown.
Right.
But maybe he needs a little bit of that in him to say, hey, it's money time. Throw me the ball. Like how he ended the game against the Rams.
Yes.
That's what I want to see out of my star players. I'm covered, but it doesn't matter because no one can cover me, get me the ball.
Granted, it was the third quarter, but on the fourth and two, I would rather see them throw to him than Josh Reynolds.
Yes, that's what I mean.
But he got the handoff.
Josh Reynolds was wide open.
Right, exactly.
But
St. Brown would have caught it.
At $28 million, I'm the man. Let me show you I'm the man. Get me the ball. That's what I think about when I think of somebody who makes that much money. You throw them the ball. Even if they're not open, they're open because they're that good. If you're going to be in that Jefferson, Chase, you know, Tyreek Hill category, you got to go out there and you got to play like them. Ticket text, David, before we get to the phone lines.
Someone's saying A. So A is the option of signing St. Brown. That's what they'll do. Someone's going with option C.
A was St. Brown. Okay.
Yeah. C, sign a pass rusher. Baby T-Rex Arms is just here to kiss babies and keep the Michigan fan base happy. That is from Jay. Wow, ripping.
Please.
Aiden, okay.
I've never heard Baby T-Rex Arms.
I've never heard that either on him. Okay. Someone says Hunter, but only if we sign St. Brown next year. That's not an option. Pass rush is greater than the secondary in importance. Easy, it's St. Brown. Only a moron says the other two. St. Brown and the O-line made Goff look better than he is. Draft for the defense. That is from Mike. I'd rather draft a corner and sign the top defensive end than the reverse. So he's going with option C.
Yeah, so he goes, get Danielle Hunter, draft Danielle a Hunter. Corner.
Yep. Jeff from Oregon says, I'm going to throw in an under-the-radar option D. Josh Allen from Jacksonville has not been tagged yet, and if he doesn't in the next 24 hours, that's the guy I want, not Danielle Hunter.
Well, yeah, there are other tagged. Yeah, great. There are other guys you can say about right. this that as well.
He's getting tagged.
Right.
That's why he's not an option.
Right.
Okay. 248-539-9797. Option A, you re-sign. St. Brown, $28 million a year. Option B, you sign and trade for L'Jarius Sneed. Or C, you go and you sign Danielle Hunter. Which one would you do? 248-539-9797. We'll get all your phone calls next. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Can we add a name here now?
I was about to say, and we also have another name.
Yeah, the Dolphins will not tag Christian Wilkins. So he is a free agent. Look, I love him. Like I said last week, I'm a little biased sometimes.
Oh, see that black?
Because I watched a lot of Hard Knocks with the Dolphins, and he was such a great teammate. The kid from Ferris State, I believe, the other off Sealer, was his name, I think. Okay. They became really close. He seems to be the type of guy that, you know, air quotes, fits in with this Lions culture, and he's a really good player. I mean, some people say, of course it was a contract year. He plays mostly inside. He played a little outside, obviously, as well, especially when Chubb got hurt. But he had his best season sack-wise with 9. He's 28 years old.
I'll say, yeah, he's 28.
He's really, really good.
Projected contract is going to be about $28 to $30 million.
Yeah.
For how many years is he looking at? 5?
No, you probably give him a 3-4-year deal.
Yeah, and everything obviously depends on what the guarantee is.
Well, I've often said, once again, you treat next year like it's the last year. You put everything you can to get over the top. Do not think about, don't spend responsibly. Spend like the drunken sailor. Go out there thinking that next year your window closes because you got everybody here. Go out, do whatever you need to do. 248-539-9797.
As long as with that irresponsibility drunken soldier, you make sure you have money for Sewell, for Hutch when he's up.
Right, but that's what I'm not worried about three years from now.
Right.
Because you always have the franchise tag that you can extend all of these people.
Yes.
But the next 2 years, that's not my problem. Okay? My problem is trying to get back to the championship game.
Same thing with Goff.
To have the championship game in Detroit and trying to get to the Super Bowl. That's it for me. All that other stuff, it's the salary cap. The cap will go up. I'll deal with it all later when I have to. I'm going to spend the money now. I'll pay the credit card bill when it gets here. Kind of how the way a lot of Lions fans did chasing the Lions throughout the playoffs, spent a ton of money knowing when that credit card bill comes, it's going to be expensive. I don't care. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary, you're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, Rico, I think you're kind of off base here with not paying St. Brown. Like, the Lions' whole ethos under Holmes and Campbell is we're going to draft our guys, we're going to develop our guys, we're going to pay our guys. So I feel like Brad Holmes would be going, and the organization as a whole, all this goodwill they've built up, you know, all this culture stuff they talk about, you go against everything you stand for if you pay St. Brown. If you don't, if you say, I'm going to let you walk, I'm going to let you play on your contract, I'm going to draft your replacement. Like, it goes against everything they kind of stand for. And then other free agents around the league, they see that. You know, that's a culture thing. They don't treat their own guys well. What makes me think they're going to treat me well?
Okay, but Gary,
hold
on, Gary, let's have a quick conversation. One, I said if it were me. Now, I realized that, you know what, Holmes probably thinks a lot like you. But as far as the free agents goes, free agents want to go where they can win. Because every team lets go of somebody who was a core piece to the team that just didn't fit in cap-wise.
If you get money and you like the place and you think you can win, anybody will go there.
Yeah, I get that. But, I mean, you brought up your Chiefs example. Like, the Lions don't have Patrick Mahomes. You know, I like right. Jared Goff. He's not Patrick Mahomes. And then, Rico, a question for you. So let's say George Kittle's contract is up, right? Mm-hmm. Like Mr. Niner, right? And you can improve your secondary because that's the Niners' weakness probably this year is what Al Hufanga was safety play in the secondary, right?
Right. But no, Gary, we could actually make this apples to apples. Because I've gone on record to say that, like, when LaPorta comes up, you do what you got to do to keep LaPorta because he's a one of one. But the Niners, it's saying San Francisco radio, Ayuk is up. You could ask David. I've said over and over again, I'm not paying him the money he wants. If I were me, if I'm the GM, if I'm Lynch, nah, bro, I'm going to let you walk and I'm going to go and get something else because I can find your replacement in the draft. So I get where you're coming from. But I've said the same thing about the Niners and Brandon Ayuk. They're going to pay him, just like St. Brown's going to get paid. But, Gary, it wouldn't be me. I wouldn't do it.
I get it. I think it's bad business to do it that way.
Well, you're going to be right. That's what they're going to do.
Appreciate the call. No, and they you're right. That's what's going to happen. I'm saying if it were me, I would go in other ways. I would go other places. There's only a certain amount of receivers that I'm going to pay that much money to. Now, it's not my money, and the cap is going to go up. I realize that St. Brown is beloved by this city.
Well, is it possible, because I said he's not a quote-unquote home run threat, that because of him, Nacua, and other guys like him, they are becoming the number ones that you're going to pay the money to and not the high-profile, you know, and look, obviously, I think Jefferson's still better than St. Brown. But
I mean, Nacua looks good, but you still got Cooper Kupp.
Right.
So that's why I think Nacua looks so good, because Cooper Kupp they stopped letting him just run down the field wide open. And they were like, oh, we'll let this rookie. Okay, this rookie's now beating us too. I get what you're saying, Stoney.
Right.
That maybe the slot receiver is now the it receiver.
Yes.
Stop looking at it as him being a slot receiver and just look at him being an all-pro wide receiver for your team.
Yes.
You all saying you could just find another one? You can't just find all-pro wide receivers. They're not just on a tree outside your house somewhere. You can't just not let this guy go.
No, but here's the double-edged sword. Brad Holmes can, because he's got the track record of going out and finding people.
All-pros, no. He has two all-pros he's drafted, Sewell, St. Brown, in the same draft. Where's the other all-pros?
Well, you got Gibbs and you got LaPorta.
Not an all-pro.
They're
not an all-pro.
They made the Pro Bowl game.
Not an all-pro.
They made the
not
Pro Bowl.
Not an all-pro. There's only, what, 22 of them?
But in a few years.
Let me ask you a question, David. Would you rather have an all-pro cornerback or an all-pro wide receiver?
With the way this offense runs, I would rather have the all-pro wide receiver.
But what about the way the defense doesn't run?
The defense is good enough to have a non-all-pro cornerback, and you'll be just fine.
Eventually, you got to make stops. You can't go in saying, we're just going to outscore you every game.
Which is why I would go with option C, which is Danielle Hunter.
What you chastising me for? Because I
I'm going to rip you for saying that.
But then Trey Brown's not going to be there if you're going to sign Danielle Hunter. Right?
I have another year with him. I'll sign him next offseason. Sorry.
Or you go with Christian Wilkins. All right.
Yes. I'd rather have him than Danielle Hunter, wouldn't you?
Put him next to Lee McNeil? Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Now, I guess it would depend on the price.
Right.
If I can get Hunter for $21 million a year and he's going to make $30 million.
And Wilkins can play next to McNeil and play end as well. So that's why he's so good. And he's a great teammate that fits the culture.
248-539-9797. Which one would you take? Hunter, would you take Snead, or just re-sign Goff? Plus, a little mock draft as well, 97-1.
And we do have a mock draft here with a trade. Let's start here at number one. There is not a trade at number one here, but
Silly,
Caleb Williams.
But okay.
Yeah, Caleb Williams goes number one to the Chicago Bears. Number two, no trade yet. Drake May goes to the Washington Commanders at number two.
See, I think a lot of money is going to be placed on who is the next quarterback to go. I don't think it's going to be May by the time it comes around, but go ahead. I think it'll be Daniels.
Washington, they have to have that North Carolina quarterback. That'll be two of them on their team.
It will be interesting as we get closer to look at the betting odds. As we get to number two and who they think number three will be, because number three is also going to be quarterback. Well, as of right now, is what we think. Number three, Jaden Daniels goes number three to the New England Patriots. And then we do have a trade here at number four.
Ding, ding, ding.
I was thinking that in my head.
Arizona trades out of four.
Smart.
They trade back with the New York Giants, who trade up for J.J. McCarthy.
I know a certain person who I think would throw up right now.
Oh man, I would love. I'm all in for that. I want that to happen.
Is that Root for Radio?
That's Root for Radio.
Yes.
I got a feeling that somebody else will be saying.
The chairs in this studio would have to be on lockdown.
Yeah, so it doesn't say what the trade is
I don't
for
care.
Other than,
but I need this in my life.
But we're assuming they get an extra first-round pick in 2025, right?
Sure.
It doesn't matter, right?
Start a GoFundMe. I'll give you $20.
The Giants trading up and losing a first-round pick for J.J. McCarthy makes no sense whatsoever because he's – you're going to start him, so your team will probably, regardless of how you think his career is going to be, chances are they won't win a lot of games with a rookie quarterback, and you're trading that 2025 number one
so
pick.
Then what are you doing with Daniel Jones?
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, Daniel Jones is really on his final year. So it's smart.
We're going to get your future, yes.
We're going to let you walk. Hey, Daniel, here's the thing. You got 1 year to show that it's your job. Other than that, we're going to just move on. I just need this in my life because of who it is, because of what they're going to give up. And you know, if there's ever been anybody critical of a pick, every other Friday, Monday, hey, Mike, Giants just lost.
Oh, that is Root for Radio. Let me move on to number five here. Number five, the Chargers take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Harbs with a Buckeye. Wow.
Yeah. At number six, after the trade down, the Arizona Cardinals end up with Dallas Turner. So let me get to some other notables here.
Not where I thought they would go with that pick, but go ahead.
After trading down, I thought they would do something else. But yeah,
I thought they would go for a receiver.
Yeah. The next receiver taken is at number eight, Malik Nabers by the Falcons. Back to back.
Lord knows, they don't have enough offensive weapons.
Yeah. Pitch, right. They have Bijan.
Right. Okay.
And then another receiver is taken in the top 10 here, Roma Dunze by the Bears, which I know they need offensive tackle to protect their quarterback, but I guess pair a receiver with a quarterback that you take at number one overall.
No, I think that's dumb. But
you need a tackle.
Again, this is why the Bears keep picking there, because It's why your running Fields out of town, because he's your best running back because he's running for his life. Get an offensive lineman. Go get a tackle if you're smart. But continue.
At number 12, which is where a lot of the mock drafts had JJ going, the Denver Broncos take tight end Brock Bowers.
Quietly just sliding down. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Of course, this doesn't include free agency, but you're getting rid of Russell Wilson, huge cap number, dead money there, and you don't draft a quarterback or trade up to get one? Who's throwing the ball to Brock Bowers?
Well, maybe they just bring Wilson back.
Ooh, I don't know. Number 13, the Raiders take Quinyon Mitchell, who we talked about earlier in the show. He is the first corner. I'm sorry, not the first corner. The first corner was Terrion Arnold in his mock draft at 11.
Really?
Yeah, which is shocking.
I mean, Mitchell, I could see him as a Raider. All right.
Jared Verse, who was also talked about earlier on the show, goes 16 to the Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle's not taking a quarterback.
They're not.
Mike McDonald wants more defense.
Now,
but see, that to me ranks right up there with Denver, because you, like, Seattle knows you got Geno Smith for one more year.
Right.
You go in, and I figured that's where they would go and get a Washington Seattle fan favorite. You go draft Penix.
Yeah.
And the fans are going to love you.
Or maybe they think they'll get a quarterback in rounds two or three. I mean, Joe Milton threw the ball 80 yards at the combine.
I gotta be honest with you. I was a little impressed with what he did. I know he's been hot garbage his entire career in college, but
yeah.
I think that he's somebody that really chose the wrong school twice. If Joe Milton would have swallowed his pride and gone to a MAC school.
Or USF or so, UCF
right,
down there.
Like something like yes. that. Then he would have had great numbers. But go ahead, David.
Chop Robinson goes number 22 to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
Because Lord knows they need more people on the defensive line. I'll give them credit. Philly, they keep feeding that beast.
And then Xavier Worthy, who ran the fastest 40 time in the history of the NFL Combine, goes number 28 to the Buffalo Bills. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Number 29.
Means Diggs may be gone.
Yes, maybe. Number 29, the Detroit Lions select out of Alabama. Cornerback, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
I don't think the Lions are going to draft him there.
Seriously?
Yes.
Did they say why?
It does not say why.
Well, the Lions
it's
obviously
just to help improve their secondary, but yeah.
Yes, of course. But he's back with Brian Branch.
Hopefully he has a great pro day and you can justify that.
I'm not. I'd pick him in the second round.
Yeah. Like you got Branch. It was a steal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so according to this, that would be the fifth best cornerback. So that's you're getting
Rake Straw gone?
No, Rake Straw's not gone.
Mm,
he
I
is
like
not
him.
In the first round here. Let me close it out here with 31 and 32. 31, the 49ers take Darius Robinson. Edge rusher out of Missouri.
Yeah, from Canton,
local
baby.
Product from Canton. And the Kansas City Chiefs at 32 take wide receiver out of Georgia, Ladd McConkey.
Okay, I like both of those.
Yes, I do too. Yeah.
I do too. By the way, I do want to mention this tweet from former Lion and former teammate of Christian Wilkins. Tell me if you think this guy should be a Lion. And this is from Kyle Van Noy. Not surprised, but this is somebody who embodies being a Dolphin captain. Has gotten better every year, does the right thing when it comes to being a true pro. Hopefully a team around the league sees that and begs him to join their team. This dude loves football and loves competing. They will always give a bag to, oh, never mind, don't matter, because Wilkins going to get what he deserves, pay the man. If there's anything that says Detroit Lion, than a guy who can play violent, is a great teammate, and loves football, it's Christian Wilkins and the Detroit Lions. It's a good marriage.
It is a good marriage, but I think some people just think it was a contract year type of thing. So
many people do believe that. And that is In Football Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.